Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
I can remember back to sitting around the Thanksgiving table, oh, so many years. So, what's your five-year plan? So what does graduation look like? So what is the job? Oh, my gosh, the cringe, Julie Bauke. And this was well over a decade ago. But, I mean, those conversations, they're inevitable. It's going to happen, whether, you know, poor grandma, she just wants to know what's going on, or maybe you, mom and dad, whoever it is. If you're going to talk to Junior about their upcoming plans post-graduation or their jobs or, hey, what's going on, how do we attack that without being shut down instantaneously?
We'll put that in the category of, so is there anybody special?
It is. It's the dreaded question. I'm not even joking, Julie. I still get, and this is so not a knock at my employers. They know how much I love them, and I tell them the story all the time. I get asked, still to this day, so when are you going to go, and when are you going to go network? When are you going to go bigger? When are you going to go to New York? When are you going to? And I think to myself, I'm super happy. I'm good. I'm good. I like Connecticut Radio. I like this. You know, I like where I'm at. I feel like I'm doing good by my you know, fellow Connecticut residents. I'm not looking to go anywhere. Well, what about your 5-year plan? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing in the next 5 minutes. Why do we got to go there? So
right.
Yeah, it's the cringe topic, but it's going to come up this holiday. I'm telling you right now. It is.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, I think this phrase just popped into my mind. In fact, I just made it up. So you witnessed the birth of a genius phrase.
Love it.
Up and more does not always equal better. And I think that's got to remember that. And so I was the reason I thought of this topic is I was at a wedding in October, and there were some young people at the table, and this older guy, you know, said just that. So what you going to do with the rest of your life? And
such a loaded question.
And,
so,
you know, everybody, the people he was asking cringed. I cringed. And let's first understand, it's coming from a good place. It's coming from a place of interest,
totally.
Trying to show interest.
Absolutely.
But it can come across as you feel like you're under a microscope. You feel like you're under pressure to have the answer. But the dirty little secret is none of us have the answer. And so when you said, I mean, you know, I'm a boomer. And if you ask me, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? I don't know, but I'm thinking about it. No, so it's a question of interest, and it's a question of desire. It's the reason for it is to start conversation, to bring you into the conversation. But what it does is shut it down, because this generation, you know, back in the day, we could say things like, well, you know, I'm an accountant and I just got promoted to senior accountant and I'm going straight up to CFO. And sure, there are people who believe they have a plan for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years, and maybe they do, and maybe it'll all work out. But this feeling that you've got to have everything figured out by 18, 22, 25, or even 30 isn't realistic today. And I don't know that it ever was, but it has become less realistic every year, because some of these jobs that the young people sitting around your Thanksgiving table will have in 10 years don't exist yet. And so nobody really knows what the future is going to bring. You could be very happy at your public accounting firm or working in marketing in a nonprofit, but that doesn't mean you're going to be happy at it forever. What, you know, questions I would ask instead, if someone's in college, I would say, you know, what classes are you enjoying? Are you involved in some other things outside of class? What kind of things are your friends involved in? I mean, don't ask such big questions that there can't possibly be an answer, because what you do is you make the person feel like a failure if they can't answer it, and then you shut them down. And so anybody should be able to answer, what classes do you like best, or which ones are you finding, you know, harder than that you thought they'd be, or Tell me about your professor.
Yeah, I was going to say, Julie, you know, I think just I think you're so much nicer than you need to be. I think it's a cop out. I do think that obviously, yes, I think people do want to be able to spark a conversation. But we're talking about family and friends. And I understand, you know, it's exciting. They're coming home from college or they might have just entered into a new job or they're in that age range, if you will. I mean, like I said, I've been in this industry now for 15 years. So I'll still talk to family and their go-to question, God love them, their go-to question is, so what's in the news? And I think to myself, please don't bring up the news. It's what I do day in and day out. The last thing I want to talk about is work. And it doesn't even matter. I think just as humans, for some reason, it is such a cop-out. It's such a crutch for us to say, okay, here's something we all can relate to. We all give back to society in some way, shape, or form. So let's just talk about work. Please don't talk about work. I think in general, it's just a no-go. I think to me, again, I look at myself as I've been doing this a long time. Long enough that I don't want to talk about it. I ask me about anything else. Ask me about the design of my T-shirt before you ask me about the news. I don't want to. I'm shutting it off. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's okay. So let's talk about what to say if someone asks.
Yes.
It's perfectly fine to say, oh my gosh, you know, I talk about and think about the news every day. Let's find something else to talk about on my day off. What's new with you?
Right? I mean, whenever I hear the news come up, I'm like, Mom, did you just say you need help doing anything in the kitchen? I'll be right there.
Yeah.
So this is a really great question, though. I mean, I am kind of trying to make light of it. But what do you say?
Yeah.
What do you ask people instead of talking about the dreaded, what does your future look like? So how do we avoid the cringe, awkward conversation at Thanksgiving or really at any upcoming festivity this holiday season? And when I talk about that awkward conversation, I am talking about jobs, work, career, school, things like that. And Julie Bauke is here, our career strategist. See, even your dogs are upset about it. I don't blame
them. You know what? Now, I don't know what she's barking at. I'm walking to get away from her
because people are awkward.
Following me.
No, because she wants to make sure people aren't awkward this holiday. Thank you so much. What's her name?
Maisie.
Okay, Maisie. She understands it, and she's just letting everyone know.
There she goes. Now she's calming down.
See? I heard her. Yeah, see, she just wants to be heard. I got you, girl. And we don't need to be awkward. We don't need to. There are ways to connect without, I would say, relying on those crutch questions of, you know, so what is your five-year? I never understood that question, Julie Bauke. You're a career strategist. What's the five-year plan deal? What is that?
So dumb.
What is that about?
Back
I'm sorry,
in the day,
but why?
The only appropriate answer was something about being promoted. It was a way to show you were ambitious, which is just so stupid. But, you know, I mean, I think the questions like, what kind of things are you looking forward to in 2025? You know, what are you doing for fun lately? What are you excited about? Those sort of things have you met anybody interesting this year? Could be friends. And just an open-ended question and let them talk. Don't interrogate. You know, I think that's what young people hate is like, let's say you're in your senior year. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do after graduation?
Oh.
Well, you know, I don't know yet. Okay. On one hand, I was like, you've got to be figuring out what your next step is or what your first step is at all times. But then you're going to get the, oh, well, you're a senior. When are you going to figure that out? And then you just look like a ding dong if you do that.
Okay. But to be fair, Julie Bauke, and I really don't mean any disrespect, but I remember being in college. I mean, I know I'm dating myself a little bit, well over a decade ago. Okay. We'll just say that. But
you're such a baby. Stop that.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I remember coming home for holidays, and it's never my immediate family because we're in constant contact, but it was, you know, it was the other family members. Or the family friends, they're probably the biggest offenders of this. And they, again, they're very kind. They want to connect and all of that. But I always think to myself, you know, there were one or two people who I would go to if I really was like, hey, I'm struggling to figure this out. One was my father. I was very mm-hmm. open with my father mm-hmm. about, hey, I want to get into the broadcasting industry. I'm only getting offered this part-time producer job out of school. Is it worth it? Do I put my foot in the door and take the money cut? Like, I mean, these were conversations I was having with one or two people you know, before graduation. So the idea of I'm going to give my two cents, I can promise you, was never helpful to 2012, Melissa. I can tell you right now, it was never helpful. So please, if you feel like you are the voice of wisdom, we will come to you. We will come to you if we want that help. So, I mean, just that mindset. Just don't do that.
It's okay to offer it, you know, and just say, you know, I've got a lot of experience in that field. If I can ever be helpful, please reach out. You know, that's what you can say to be helpful. But when you're just to take some pressure off of everybody, the what you ought to be thinking about when you're in college is what do you want to do in your first step. And if you just say I'm hoping my initial role will be something in marketing. I'd really like to learn more about SEO and digital marketing. Beyond that, I'm not sure, but I am looking to have some of that in my first role. So instead of describing what your five-year plan is, you only have to worry about, I tell people, don't stress yourself out with what are you going to do for the next 40 years? What are you going to do next? What are you going to do after that? What are you going to do after that? And so much of this is informed by the experience we have in each of our roles. And so that person might go to an agency and learn about SEO, digital marketing, and say, oh, you know, this isn't what I thought it was, but look what this department's doing over there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, now that's interesting. And so it's, you know, it's this idea that if you move around job or career wise, you're a job hopper. It's just is really old thinking to a certain extent. I mean, we don't want to be changing jobs every 6 months or every year. But remember, too, the people probably around your table grew up in a time when if you didn't stay for 5 to 10 years, you were a job hopper.
Right.
And so they're coming from a perspective that doesn't work anymore, but you don't have to school them on that because it is very different. So remember this. If you're the offender, the world of work could not be more different than it was when you were coming up. And so simply ask open-ended questions and show interest. And if you do that, you will get responses that inspire conversation instead of shut them down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's, again, kind of thinking, you know, what would you want to talk about? I know right now it's. I mean, I guess it's kind of funny to say, but I think that the talk of the town right now, you know, are the movies. I hate to kind of go back to old school thinking, but I mean, even just asking the question, I almost, poor Lisa Wexler was almost late getting on the air yesterday because we were in such an in-depth conversation about Wicked, the movie version of it.
Okay.
I think sometimes we just less is more, and let's go back to simple pleasures. No matter what generation you are, you could be very young to, you know, an older generation, but, you know, go to simple pleasures. And I think just the work thing, if it comes up because they bring it up, fine. But I think that being your leading foot is just, it's a turnoff.
Yeah. And it's okay to say, I work, you know, oh my gosh, this is my day off. Let's talk about you. What are you up to? Or what should I see on Netflix that I might have missed? I mean, it's that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
That play a board game. I mean, give everybody a break. Don't feel like you've got to put on your I'm a wise elder hat. Even though it feels like it if you see someone who's undirected. But unsolicited advice is rarely welcome.
You're so funny. Julie Balke, I'd love to do a Thanksgiving meal, like a fly on the wall, and see how many times jobs come up when you're at the table and see how you handle
I'm
that.
I'm trying to find a job. What am I doing wrong? Right. And I'm like,
you're like, no, don't ask me, please.
How do I find a job? Oh, my gosh.
Right. I was going to say, what's funny is you're the one that is being approached about the jobs, and you're like, I just want a little bit. Can someone pass the mashed potatoes, please? That's what I want right now. That's what I want right now. Well, Julie, I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Yeah. We'll talk in December. I can't believe it.